Good morning. We continue with our study of Chovos HaLevavos Shaar Cheshbon HaNefesh. And of course, we are in the 27th Cheshbon, which talks about the understanding that a person has to have that everything comes from Hashem. So yesterday we talked about Avram Avinu, and how Avram Avinu, throughout all of his tests, he understood that everything he had was from Hashem. And even though he had not had the success yet to discover HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he displayed his faith in God. He was able to show God that he believed in him, even though God continuously tested him. And this, said the author of the Chovos HaLevavos, was our job as well, to really, really look around and find HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, as a strong contrast to Abraham, God also turns around and highlights the Yotzei Mitzrayim. The author of the Chovos HaLevavos wants us to understand that, technically speaking, the Jews didn't have to suffer in the Midbar. When we look at the book of Bamidbar, it sounds like constantly B'nai Yisrael just go from step to step, step to step, step to step, crying and complaining. Just as soon as they get out of one challenge, they turn around and say to Hashem, "Hey, wait a second. How about this? Why did you take us out of Mitzrayim? How about this? Why did you take us out of Mitzrayim?" And over, it sounds like they just keep going ahead and focusing on this. In fact, very much at the beginning of the book of Devarim, Moshe Rabbeinu reviews this with Bnei Yisrael. He talks about Bamidbar, Barava, Mulsuf, Bein Paran, Bein Tofel, Lavan, Chatzeros, Dizahav. I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu was a little bit late coming down from Har Sinai. Already the Jews are building an Egel. These are serious, serious matters. They didn't have to have these tests. They didn't have to have these challenges. After all, they were subsisting in the desert. Wasn't that proof of God? Says the author of the Chovos HaLevavos, you have to understand, in Yetzias Mitzrayim, in the process of the Exodus, in their existence in the Midbar, they had seen the hand of Hashem. And what happened thereafter was just a test to see if it really was ingrained within them. Sort of like when we take a test in school, and the teachers are really understanding that they taught, hopefully, that they taught the material. But what they really wanted to see and show us is, did we learn the material? And sure enough, unfortunately, time and time again, B'nai Yisrael don't seem to pass the test as we read through the parashios. You know, David HaMelech identifies this issue, and he says, "Vayifatu b'fiem u'belshonam yechazvu lo v'libam lo nachonimo." They enticed God, so to speak. They opened him up and buttered him up using their mouths and with their tongues. They lied to him, but their hearts weren't with him. What David HaMelech is highlighting is the understanding, yes, they sang Shira, and yes, they talked the talk, but in the Midbar, it doesn't seem like they really, really, really got it. They didn't really understand that that their challenges to their faith were really unfounded. Even in the midst of offering praise to God, and in the midst of their existence, human beings are not supposed to be able to survive in a desert, certainly not 603,550 of them. And yet we find that whatever level they were at, that they failed in recognizing Hashem. You know, it happens to us often where we turn around and we ask the question. Esther Amalka turns and she declares, "Kaili, Kaili, Lama Azavtani, God, God, why have you forsaken me?" Even while she's living in the palace of the king, Mordechai has to remind her, Mordechai has to tell her, it must be you were put here for a reason. And she needs to take that reason and that lesson to heart. But it has to come in from within her. Ramatasi O Salman should ever foolish Lema Shlita points out that people have challenges and failings in life. And people sometimes feel and sometimes they don't feel well. And when those things happen, very often people say, it should be a kapara, it's ozaina kapara. It can only be a kapara when we have challenges in life, when we accept it as a kapara. When we turn to the Almighty and we say to Him, okay, let this be a kapara. I recognize that there's a reason for whatever it is. Whether it's a simple, I tripped on the steps, or something, Rahmana Litzlan, of something much more serious. But if we turn and we tell the Ribbono Shalom, I don't know why, but you have a plan for me here. I don't know why, but there's a reason why I'm going through this, and it's yours, and I accept it. Then all of a sudden, it's a kapara. Then all of a sudden, it becomes a piece of the tshuva. And then all of a sudden, it becomes a piece for us to be able to gain from and actually achieve something valuable out of it. The challenge to the people in the Midbar, says the author of the Chovos HaLevavos, was that they couldn't accept whether it was a test or whether it was a kapara. And it's something that we can find within our lives. If we turn around and think to ourselves, whatever we're going through, is it part of Hashem's master plan? And if we can accept that the answer is yes, it makes whatever the plan is something stronger and infuses it with purpose, which will give us, in turn, purpose, possibility, and direction. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu save us from bigger challenges, ones that we shouldn't be able to have to experience. But when we have, whatever it is, steps in our lives, may we put His plan for us in front of us and make sure that every day within our lives becomes a great day. Have a great day.